I just had my physical for my 26th year of life, and I've decided that I would like to now share a story from when I was 14 years old. Basically, I've had stomach issues my entire life. I have sorted it out within the last few years, but I didn't always have my shit together. No pun intended. I was a poopy bitch. Or, I was not a poopy bitch. There was no happy medium. So I tell my mom, I have not pooped for 2 weeks. What should I do? And my mom's like, this is concerning. So my mom takes me to the doctor and they say, you need to eat more fiber. Fine. Okay. What is fiber? I'm 14, so I don't know. So I'm buying everything at their grocery store that says fiber on it. Fiber 1, fiber 2. I'm still not pooping. Why not? At this point, I literally look 9 months pregnant as a 14-year-old. So I'm like, Mom, take me to the hospital. I created a gas bubble in my stomach. I sure did. I had a huge fucking bubble because I was constipated and I'm eating all this fiber. So I just have a huge gas bubble and loads of shit in my stomach. So they give me the things to make you poop, right? So I poop. Every doctor is like high-fiving me. We're all excited, but we don't end there, right? Because that was just step one. And if you have stomach problems, you know, like when you lay down and the doctor's like pressing on your stomach, that feels so freaking good. They get a little crazy though, and they start, you know, pushing on my intestines to make everything go towards the exit destination. But like I said, I had a gas bubble in my tummy. I had a gas bubble. Okay, I already pooped. What's left? I'm literally sitting there, they're pushing on my stomach. I'm like, and then like in between everyone, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I was 14. I was traumatized. I think I scared the doctor. How were you carrying this amount of toot in your poot? You know what I mean? I have told very few people that story. I have. Looking back, I'm kind of an icon.